You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Kelly's getting married at the end of May.
End of June?
End of June, yes. Not the end of May. That'd be pretty difficult. I do know that answer. It's not like your birthday where I just don't care. Yeah. I do know when you're...
Yeah, it's just oblivious wishful thinking that our vacation was happening earlier.
That might have been more it than anything. Oh, Kelly's getting married this weekend and we'll be gone.
Bye.
And so we want to, you know, get you warmed up and get more of those good thoughts into your head that are leading to you dreaming that Ross didn't show up, or when he did, he told you your veil was stupid, or whatever they
it
might
didn't
be.
Didn't match my dress, and so he ran. Yeah, I just keep having, well, I say a keep. I had my first, and it was multiple in one where I was left at the altar.
Did anything go, nothing went haywire at your wedding, Steve, right?
No.
I mean, the only thing I could think of is that you didn't have a spatula or whatever to, or a knife to cut the
cake. We didn't have a knife to cut the cake.
But that's hardly a thing.
Yeah, we left it at home, so we used our buddy Combs. He pulled out his, like, pocket Ginsu knife.
Which is actually cooler in a way.
There are funny pictures of me, like, holding it in a threatening manner.
Those will be used against you.
Yeah.
Well, in this case... This bride and groom in Charlotte was at a downtown fancy hotel, and they were dressed and on the way down. I don't know if this is post-ceremony on the way to the reception or...
They were going from their ceremony or maybe pictures or something
okay.
to the reception, which was up on the, you know, like in the
big fancy ballroom
exactly,
at the top.
Exactly, the top floor.
Things didn't go as planned.
A bride and groom have one big story to tell after they got stuck in an elevator in uptown Charlotte for 2 hours on their wedding night.
Queen City News reporter Sydney Heiberger brings us this story of a couple who had their vows put to the test before they even left the building.
They say your wedding is a night you'll never forget, but whoever said that...
One for the books, for sure.
Probably never imagined it would
go she looks beautiful.
Quite like this.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, like a
traditional
princess.
Like Indian ceremony.
Oh,
so she's
God.
Yeah, they've got all the bedazzled outfits on and whatnot.
You think that's what they call it? Bedazzling.
I mean, I don't know what you would call it. They're adorned in the way they're adorned. I don't know, festooned with knobs.
I believe
stuff.
They call that bejazzled.
Festooned with knobs.
And stuff.
Steve.
And stuff. I don't know. It looks pretty.
I think you've got a future being the voiceover for people that are blind describing what you can see. It's a pretty chick wearing bed knobs and broomsticks or whatever they do.
Alan, let me explain this to you. She's got this thing that hangs down from her skull that's over her eyes with three things that look like a fork. But it's pretty. Imagine a pretty fork.
A pretty bent fork.
Like this.
When it first happened, I thought, oh, it stopped for a few seconds. It'll restart. And then I think we noticed that the door was just slightly ajar.
They were on their way up to their after party on the 16th floor of the Grand Bohemian, but never made it.
Elevator had a glitch, and here we are. It had to happen with the groom and I both stuck in the elevator, so at least it wasn't just one of us.
Okay, so it wasn't in between ceremony and reception. It was after reception going to an after party.
Okay.
So a little bit better, I guess.
Yeah,
bride,
a little bit.
Groom, and four of their family members and friends.
Oh, that
stuck.
Sucks, because I thought, ooh, you could get that honeymoon going on the elevator.
I was right there with you. Like, this would be great.
Yeah, could you all turn around for 10
around.
Minutes or so?
Yeah.
What is the drinking situation in Hinduism? Because if that's like here, I'm in bad shape in this elevator because I got to pee because I've been drinking.
Remember that episode of The Office where they're going to play a prank on Dwight and they stopped the elevator with him and Pam on the elevator between the floors from like 3 to 2, and he immediately starts peeing in the corner. And she's like, Dwight, we've been in here 45 seconds because we got to establish a pee corner.
And friends were stuck for 2 hours. Ultimately, Charlotte Fire had
Damn,
to come
two
save
hours.
The day and help them tie a different kind of knot.
Dang, they had to pull the elevator up. Like, this man is, he's manhandling this elevator. Yeah. He's literally pulling it.
Yeah, I think he's pulling the people. Not the actual elevator.
Are we sure? No, either way, I don't know.
Let's find out.
They harnessed me up, got me in
That's cool.
full gear, and pulled me up 4 floors.
Ask the couple.
4 floors? That's crazy. Someone up. That's pretty badass.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Holy crap. I thought for sure that they would say, oh, yeah, you know, they got the elevator going after an hour or 2 right. hours or whatever.
I feel pretty good about our rescue we had, Hot Wings.
Oh, man. Yeah, it wasn't it wasn't nearly as long.
Did we save a nun who had pooped her pants or
we
something?
We didn't save her.
No.
We were stuck in a box with 3 nuns, one of whom was in a wheelchair and had definitely busted her bag.
Yes. And we were in there because of the wheelchair. Because
yes.
as the inner doors were closing, her wheel was in the way. And then it kind of compressed on the wheel, but not. And then it went up just far enough. And then it went, oh, something's wrong. That must be an arm or a leg or something. We go, oh, man, the outer doors were closed. But so then it just stopped itself. And there we were.
We were in there. It was like an hour and a half.
It was a while.
A long time. And
it was a while.
We had done an event after doing the morning show, traveling, watching the Red Wings lose to the Penguins in Game 7 in heartbreak, driving an hour back to the hotel. So we just want to go to bed because we have a full day the next day. And we're in this hot elevator with 3 nuns who were very sweet and
they
one
were,
who definitely smelled like
old
ass.
And, old ass.
Yeah. And
yeah, we were sunburned
so tired
and sweaty
and it was
tired.
Hot. Yeah. So then they got our doors open and we're like, well, can we just jump out? Because we're halfway between floors. And they're like, we can't let you do that because the doors could snap shut and cut you in half. And at first, we
they
were
had
all
to
like,
secure the elevator because, yeah, the worry was if the elevator moved downward.
Oh, you could have just.
Well, that's what we said. And then he's like, we said, like, how many times that happened? And he goes, well, we hear stories about it quite a bit. And that was all it took for me to stop trying on that. I don't want to get cut in half and have this
I think I
poop
risked
nun
it.
Have
yeah,
to
I mean,
pray
I,
over my dead body?
Yeah, I mean, I assume it's in a former Soviet bloc country that that happens a lot, but whatever. I don't know. I don't want to be cut in half.
All right, back to the story.
Yeah.
Floors.
Ask the couple, and they'll tell you not being able to say goodbye to their guests
was the best thing that happened. Oh.
We were not able to celebrate, you know, do a last hurrah and kisses and goodbyes, and that's what put the damper on everything that... That's how the wedding night had to end.
But how it felt to be hoisted up through an elevator shaft?
I would say James Bond a little bit more, maybe. Yeah, maybe Mission Impossible.
Reporting in
Kelly,
Uptown.
You think you'll get pulled up a shaft on your wedding night?
I hope so. That sounds great.
Yeah.
I'd be taking pictures the whole time. I'd be like, y'all, while you're hoisting me up, I got to make a TikTok. I'm going to be totally honest. It's my wedding night. I don't think I'd be as bummed as she was.
No, I was a little surprised by how bummed she was at the end.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it would be different if you're experiencing it and your friends can't wait 2 hours because you're stuck on an elevator. I get that. You'd want to say, like, I had a great night. Thanks. Love you. Bye. But, man, what a great story to walk away with.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. What went wrong on your wedding day that was the surprise? Hopefully didn't ruin it. This one. Our wedding dance, we had a security guard who was a female off-duty sheriff's deputy. All the single guys were hitting her on her. After an hour or two, we noticed she wasn't around. She was found in the town's marked deputy's car with another married deputy, and they were playing hide the sausage. I guess you got married in Laverne, Tennessee.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Weddings happen there.
Oh, man.
This one, I posted this on social media, FBHW show. One of my bridesmaids' lousy, drunk, on-again, off-again boyfriend showed up with a ring and proposed to her.
Oh,
we
boy.
Found out he went to a pawn shop and got the ring on the way, driving over an hour to get to the wedding. He drove drunk, arrived wasted, and passed out shortly after.
Oof.
Yeah, that would make
Did he get
mad.
To propose?
Yeah.
I don't know, and I don't know if she said yes. You left out all the good details, Jen. Come on now.
I assume they're
Spill
married
the tea.
Now, yeah.
We had someone who wrote in earlier who said, with no warning and no explanation, the maid of honor just didn't come.
I would be so sad.
That would be...
Well, you'd be worried about them, too, at first.
Yeah.
You realize that they just didn't show up. because they didn't feel like it.
Let's get this one out of the way for all of the people who are thinking of sending in a similar text. What went wrong on my wedding day is the bride showed up. You can substitute groom, and everyone's taken care of.
Hardy, har, har.
I don't like being married to my old ball and chain.
That's a classic joke.
This one from Kathy. The hotel gave away our room for our wedding night because they couldn't reach us on the wedding day.
Jeez.
Could you have been doing?
We've got people that want this room. I mean, you know, we're going to have to get that confirmation from you.
I mean, unreal.
But if you don't say you want it, I'm just going to give it away.
Okay, first time text from the Capital Region. On our wedding night, two of my groomsmen did meth at the wedding, and then that night my wife's friend did coke in the hotel bathroom. So nothing really ruined our wedding.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a party group you're part of.
This one kind of goes on the topic, too, like what ruined your wedding, and a lot of people have injuries. Like, what injury did you suffer at your wedding or a wedding? Harlan said, I threw my back out while dancing with my wife at the reception because the photographer asked me to dip her and hold her for a photo.
Oh, the classic dip photo.
And then he said the next day was followed by our house getting hit by a tornado and we had to cancel our honeymoon. Oh, my God.
I mean, it sounds terrible.
This one is really annoying. My brother's idiot fiance wore a white dress to our wedding on purpose, then did everything she could to photobomb all of the pictures.
Oh, boy. Mm. Wow, that's a fun person.
He still went ahead and married her, and his reward is she maxes out his credit cards behind his back. Ha, ha, ha. Serves him right.
Yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.